He's got a mic, and he's in a mood. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, have I got a show for you today? I'm asking you, have I got a show for you today? You need to learn the meaning of rhetorical question. Well, welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. I can prove it. Here I am. Well, it's just the two of us, apparently. I don't know. We have a lot in common, you and I. We both have names. We both eat food. And we go to the bathroom more as we get older. So I think we're bonding. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 1927. Welcome to the program. I'm here to satisfy your every need, except for that one. Unlike other talk show hosts, I have great interest in what you do. What did you do yesterday? Oh, that's fine. That's nice. All right, here's the idea. This is how this works. You're going to sit down, you're going to sit in a chair, and you're going to shut up. And I'm going to do all the talking. Sound familiar? Are you married? I can't wait till the bars open up again. I need a place to drink other than in my house. I try drinking outside, but that attracts flies. And I don't need that. Is that enough of the theme song, do you think? Let's start the show. You go first. Okay. All right. If this is your first time listening to the program, first of all, I apologize profusely. And secondly, where have you been all my life? I've been doing this for 30 years. I never even go to bed. This is incredible. Thanks for being here. Yeah, it's somewhat of a humorous show. I look at life and then I kind of say to myself, what the hell is that about? There's a lot of what the hell is that about going on right now. As you know, I'm up to my ears in what the hell is going on, what's that about kind of conversation. But there are rules and regulations to this program because you need boundaries. Just like a little child, you can't go running amok. I don't know what amok is, to be honest with you, but kids go running it. So here are the rules and regulations. Listen very carefully, otherwise you're going to be ejected from the program.
This is the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you for coming. Your waiter will be along shortly. Please be advised that the Ron Van Dam Show has been designated as a non-smoking area. Please watch your step while boarding the Ron Van Dam Show, as contents may have shifted during travel. In clinical studies, the Ron Van Dam Show has not been shown to reduce cholesterol in laboratory animals. Exits are located to the rear on the left and right sides of the auditorium. The sea bass is steamed and served with a white truffle risotto. Illinois residents add 5% sales tax. Shake before serving. If dizziness or swelling occur, stop using the Ron Van Dam Show immediately. Proper ID is required. No cover charge after 10 p.m. Moo. Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show may require you to lift objects weighing 15 pounds or more. Please remain seated until the Ron Van Dam Show comes to a complete stop.
Hefty advice. Well, welcome to the program as we try all to make sense of humanity. And these days, not easy to make sense of that. Here we are. I'm going to entertain you and take your mind off of the obvious discrepancies of wonderfulness. So here we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a wonderful show for you. It's just a question of whether you're going to agree with me or not. And that's what makes it interesting, I suppose. To be totally frivolous and trivial, because I want to take your mind off of all the crap that's going on. McDonald's. You can always rank on McDonald's, the fast food king of crap. Kids love it, parents love it, and at the same time, what are you loving? Well, this isn't California when you run down to the corner and get a bag of kale. It's the rest of the country where we don't do that. Wouldn't it be interesting if McDonald's decided to go extremely healthy and offer a deep-fried kale burgers? I don't think it matters what it is as long as it's deep-fried. I think we're good. That's why Popeyes and that chicken place, stupid chicken place that's not open on Sundays, that place, that's why people love it, because you're just deep frying anything in sight. When you go to a carnival, not that you will this year, but when you go to a carnival, they have deep fried Milky Way bars or something stupid like that. Yeah, people actually buy that crap. And we say to ourselves, I wouldn't eat that. And then you see everybody else doing it. So McDonald's is trying to be healthy. They're trying to get their Happy Meals under 600 calories per Happy Meal. That's an odd name for it. That's an odd name for a meal. It's just, have you had your Happy Meal? Sounds like some type of sexual endeavor that went really wrong, and we're trying to make it sound good. How was your meal? Was it tasty? Was it delicious? It was happy. My meal was happy. What? How do you have happy food? I don't know, but that's what they called it. So yeah, I'm happy. Well, you won't be so happy in an hour when you're sitting on the toilet trying to get that stuff out of your system. That'll be the not so happy meal. Call it what you will. It doesn't make it true. So, yeah, but kids love this stuff, and adults do too. That's why most of this country, we're obese. We're just obese. There's no two ways about it. I don't need any government statistics to tell me that a lot of people are obese, because I see it. we're all obese, I tell you. Water weight gain? Yeah. Okay, fine, whatever. So what McDonald's is trying to do, I wonder if McDonald's is like really Scottish. Never thought of that. McDonald. Wasn't that the guy that had a farm, E-I-E-I-O? I-E-I-E-I-O? Yeah, McDonald's did have a farm, come to think of it. And on that farm, they had a goat, E-I-E-I-O. With a baba here, and there was a baba there. There was here a baba, there was there a baba. Everywhere was baba. That old McDonald's did have a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I think on that farm they also had a cow, as a matter of fact, if I recall. Yeah. On that farm they had a cow. By the way, E-I-E-I-O. There was a moo-moo here, and then over there I heard another moo-moo. Moomoo here, Moomoo there. It was like a Moomoo everywhere. And there were obese people wearing Moomoos. Oh, McDonald's did have a farm. E-I-E-I-O. It's okay. I'm stopping now. Don't worry about it. But I don't think there's any connection to the McDonald's farm industry and the McDonald's chain of restaurants. And I laugh whenever they call it a restaurant. You want to go to a restaurant, a fine dining? Sure, let's go to McDonald's. Do you remember there was a time, millennials, you don't know anything, first of all. But there was a time not too long ago, like 15, 20 years ago, when McDonald's decided that they were a restaurant chain. They just decided that one morning. They woke up one morning and Mr. McDonald said, I wonder if I should have a farm. E-I-E-I-O. McDonald said, we're going to turn our restaurants into fine dining. We're going to put tablecloths on the tables. We're going to have dining. What are you, crazy? What are you, sick? You're a fast food emporium of crap. Fine dining? What are you going to have, strolling violinists? I mean, seriously. And what would you like with your Happy Meal? Would you like a fine wine? We have a Muscata and a Muscata E-I-E-I-O. Well, that didn't work out because that's not what McDonald's is about. McDonald's is where you go in for fast food and you stand there for 15 minutes until the burger is ready. I don't understand why that is. It's supposed to be fast. Excuse me. It's supposed to be fast food. Excuse me. Why am I waiting here? Excuse me. Before I finish saying the word hamburger, that little sucker should be coming down the chute, and you should be placing it in the bag, and I should be on my way to Idaho by now. Fast food my ass, which is basically where that's going to end up. So anyway, wouldn't it be interesting if a McDonald's started introducing deep fried kale? I think it would be a hit. So what McDonald's wants to do right now, and this is an actual news story, I'm not making this up. They want to get their Happy Meals under 600 calories. All of a sudden, they've become very health conscious, and I don't know why. They've been offering salads, which are, you know, seriously, I don't think people go to McDonald's for a salad. Some do. I can't explain it, but some do. Now, McDonald's is known for the crap. And so they want to get the Happy Meals under 600. Did I say that before? So what they've done is they are removing the cheeseburger from the Happy Meals. They're removing the cheeseburger. Apparently, the cheese and the meat concept isn't working with some of the population, and it puts them like over the 600 calorie mark, that slice of cheese. Oh, really? Yeah. They also want to not include sodas anymore. That's going to be called the Kids Aren't Happy Meal. And let me tell you something. Kids, when they're not happy, are very similar to wives and girlfriends when they're not happy. When they're not happy, you're not going to be happy. No matter what you think, no matter how you slice it, no matter how much you complain, if the kids aren't happy, if the female isn't happy, you're not going to be happy at all, ever, for the rest of your life. Sex, that ain't happening. It ain't happening. You got to keep the kids happy. So, the Happy Meal. Burger King, they actually give you a crown to put on your head. Not only do they try to kill you with their food, but they also make you look like an idiot. As long as you're going to eat food that's going to kill you, you might as well look like an idiot. They might as well call that the douchebag meal, because not only are you eating in that sense, but you're looking that way too. Did you ever see a grown person wearing the Burger King crown? If you do, run the other way. What kind of world is this? What kind of world is this? You know what people consider to be the healthy fast food chain? Wendy's. which is doing rather well. They don't have a happy meal. There's nothing happy about this place. No, it's just a place where they just market well. That's all they do. I mean, it's no different than any. It seems healthier because they make it seem healthier. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Wendy's does not have a Happy Meal. They have a Wendy meal. I don't know what you call that thing. I don't know what you call it. I don't think they have that. I think you just order off that board up there. I always, you know, when I go to a fast food place, and I haven't been there for like tons of days, probably over a year. But when I do go, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that I have a few times in my life, I always look at their value menus. You know, you have to look up at a board, you know, this lit fluorescent light menu board, which is now turned into an LCD TV screen, which is nice. But I look for the values, like what's under a dollar? If I'm going to eat crap, what's under a dollar? Why? Do you think I'm going to spend $5.95 on your food? What? No. If I'm going to eat crap, I'm going to eat the crap. For the longest time, I used to go into 7-Eleven, which apparently is their hours. They don't open until 7 o'clock at night, and they close at 11. They're open for 4 hours a day. That doesn't make sense. Ron, it's 7 in the morning till 11, and I know that. Really? I used to go in there, and I used to have a thing called a Slurpee. And on a hot summer day, when it'd be like 95 degrees out and every pore in my body is oozing perspiration liquid, I would go into a 7-Eleven and for a buck, I would have an entire cup full of shaved ice, which in itself is not a bad deal. Just having a cup of shaved ice is actually quite healthy for you. But you would take this a cup of shaved ice and go under a little spout, and it would add what they call the Slurpee signature thing, which was sugar. It would just be liquid sugar, blue or red. That would be blue would be blueberry, which it never tasted like. Red would be cherry, which was very close to cherry. And then I would sip on this, and I'd feel refreshed, but at the same time, do you feel refreshed? Yes, I do. Nice. You have diabetes now. Oh, okay. I just wanted to kind of cool off. Well, you cooled off a little too much, apparently. But I used to go to 7-Eleven and do that, and at a point, all of a sudden it hit me, like, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing, Ron? First of all, what are you doing in there? Secondly, what are you consuming? What are you doing? What are you doing? When I was younger, before you were even born, most of you, my grandparents used to take me to a restaurant on a weekly basis. It was to put food in my mouth to shut me up, quite obviously. But we would wait for the food to come. It was a regular restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, fairly fancy. And we'd order the meal, and then I'd just sit there. And as a kid, I would have nothing to do but just sit there. Kids don't just sit there. That's not what they're made to do. They're not created to sit there. On the table would be a cup. And in that cup, right next to the salt shakers would be a cup, and it was filled with sugar cubes. Do you know what a sugar cube is, millennials? Sugar cube is about the size of a pair of dice or a die. But instead of putting black marks on it, it wasn't. It was just a white cube of sugar, pure, molded, a perfect cube of sugar. It wasn't large. It wasn't small. It was a cube of sugar. They didn't have sugar packets. They didn't have sugar containers. They had cubes of sugar. Raise your hand if you remember cubes of sugar. Not many of you. Oh my God, you just made me feel like really old. Granted, I was a young child, so give me that. So my brother and I would be sitting there, and we had nothing to do, and we would grab a sugar cube from this cup, and we'd put it in our mouths, and we'd suck on it like it was candy. In retrospect, I'm quite surprised that I'm still alive. I just sucked on cubes of sugar until the food came, and then I ate that. I can't imagine how my body didn't say, "Ron, you're not going to live here." But that's what we did. We consumed cubes of sugar when we waited for our meal to come. It's what we did. And back then, no one had a nut allergy. There was no such thing. There was no such thing as a nut allergy. No, there were nuts, but there were no allergies to it. The server never came over and said, "Do you have any kind of nut allergy?" What? Well, that's not even in the English language. Nobody had a nut allergy. There might have been people dropping like flies because they ate nuts and didn't know they had a nut allergy, but I didn't see it. I don't think there were nut allergies when I was growing up. I don't think it was a thing. Now it is, and quite a serious one. Where the hell did that come from? How can so many people all of a sudden have nut allergies? When I was growing up, nobody did. And if they did, I didn't know about it because it wasn't discussed. There was not one customer that would walk into a restaurant back then and say, "Oh, by the way, I have nut allergy. Please don't use the pan that you put nuts in, please. Don't cross-contaminate foods, please. You could kill people." "Well, I'm sorry. Is it okay? Now, you ordered the shrimp. Is it okay? There was a piece of cod in the pan that we use." No. You cannot cross a cod pan with a shrimp can in a pan. Don't. Oh, McDonald had a farm. Did you know that? Don't cross-contaminate. No, don't. Just from the thought of contamination, people can get sick. Oh yeah, don't, no. How is your steak, sir? Good, but did someone put a tomato in the saute pan before they put the steak in there? Well, yes, they did. I can't eat this. Don't cross-contaminate tomatoes and steak. What are you, crazy? I'll shut this place down. What the hell's going on, man? What the hell's going on? What are we doing? Just as we're about to open restaurants, we vandalize them so they can't open. What the hell are we doing? What's wrong with us? There's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? I know there's nothing wrong with you either. Anyway, I don't understand. I kind of want a social distance from most people now. Here's something that bothers me. Just one thing? Yeah, all right. Well, I'm focusing on one thing, yeah. Here's something that bothers me. All this Zoom stuff, you know, instead of being in groups of people, you're supposed to do it online. You know, you zoom online, and you can see three or four people at the same time. You can have conversation. People have wine parties, virtual wine parties. Everything's virtual now. Nothing's happening. It's just virtually happening. Are you breathing? Virtually. I'm virtually breathing. I don't know. You want to have sex tonight? Virtually. We can virtually have sex. What? I don't understand how that. What are you talking about? Here's a problem, man, with Zooming. It's just as bad as having a telephone conversation, but it's even worse. I have a problem. It's not a big deal, but I do have a problem. I have a problem with when to end things. And let me explain. When someone comes over and hugs me, as they did back at the turn of the century, they would hug me and I would hug them, and it would be a little bit of a tight embrace, you know, with a hug. You can't do a loose hug. That's like meaningless. So you do a hug, and then I wait for the other person to start breaking free before I start breaking free. Cause if I feel I start breaking free first, they're going to think I didn't want to be there to begin with. So I wait for the clue from them. They wait for the clue, and you never stop hugging virtually. That's my problem. And it's same on a phone conversation. Telephone call, millennials, do I have to explain this to you? On a telephone call, when I'm talking to somebody on the phone, they say goodbye. And I say, okay, goodbye. All right, bye-bye. Talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye. And you hang up, all right? But you got to wait for the other person to say goodbye, then you say goodbye. In other words, who's going to be the last one to say goodbye? I have this problem with texting more than with Zoom. Zooming, I have a problem. Goodbye is, I just cut them off. I just cut them off like there's a bad connection. That's okay. Texting is a problem because texting, you have to be very careful what words you choose, because if you're being sarcastic, there is nothing on the text that says this is a sarcastic comment from the person you're talking to. You have to be careful how you phrase things, and you've got to do it right, and it has to be spelled correctly, and you've got to call in an editor. You got to make sure that what you just texted is not to be mistaken in the wrong way. And I know you go through that too. Many an argument has taken place on a text because someone misunderstood your intonation, of which there isn't any intonation in a text. But I have trouble ending a text where the other person says, well, thanks for contacting me. Talk to you later. And then you text back, you too. Is it over? So the other person texts back, okay, bye. And then I text back, okay, bye too. It's just, when do you stop texting? Somebody has to just stop. And the person that just stopped because they thought it was over, and it is, the person who doesn't respond to even the goodbye, you're thinking, well, they didn't even text goodbye back to me. All right, stop it, because that's getting a little insane. But I'm caught in that texting, ending text dilemma that goes on. These problems only occur in our world. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand what. I don't know who did this. I don't know who did this. Oh God. Was it some guy in China having sex with a bat? I don't even know. I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore. All I know is I have to deal with all of this. Other people create messes and I have to deal with all of this. A rogue cop does something that's unforgivably inhumane and words can't even describe, and now we all have to deal with this. Take that cop, banish him in some type of a spaceship, and get him off the planet, please. And then everybody will applaud and say, good, you got him off the planet. We didn't need that asshole here. If we could just do that quickly, we wouldn't have these problems. If we could just treat everybody equally, we wouldn't have these problems. Such a simple thing to do. Human being? Yes. Treat them like one. Oh, never thought of that before. Aren't you supposed to treat them differently depending on certain things? No. You treat them all the same, you idiot. They all got blood running through their veins. What the hell is your problem? In the spaceship, another planet, never to be seen again. Putting them in a spaceship is a nice... Yeah, I've always wondered about deportation. I've always wondered about that. Who's paying the plane ticket? I don't... There's so much that I don't understand. Did you have fun today with my inability to understand the world? I think you did. All right, I've talked long enough. It's time for you to go about your business. I don't know what you have planned to do today. Apparently not much. So what? But whatever you do, do it. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. Until then, I wish you peace.